This is Deacon Mike, and welcome to our reflection on the readings for the second Sunday of Advent, December 8th, 2019. At this time, I invite you to turn to the prophet Isaiah and read from chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Chapters 1 to 10 deal with where, why, and how Israel went wrong. Today's section is entitled The Rule of Emmanuel, which tells of the establishment of the Davidic kingship. As an aside, the titles of sections, chapter numbers, and verses are all man-made additions to God's inspired word. It is to make hearing, locating, and reading scripture easier. In verse 1, we read, "A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse." The stump of Jesse is a reference to those who return from the Babylonian exile, and the shoot that sprouts is actually referring to Jesus. In verses 2 and 3, we have the traditional gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, the ability to think deeply about a situation or problem. Understanding, to see all the different components and comprehend the complexity of a matter. Counsel, to distinguish right from wrong, to use right judgment. Strength, the inner strength to stand up to what is right and against the wrong. Knowledge, not just worldly knowledge, but knowledge of God. Piety, to be whole in the sense of who we are, who God is, and our place in the world. And fear of the Lord, to know that we have a place in the grand scheme of things and in our relationship with God. Verse 4 is a backhanded indictment against the rulers of Isaiah's time. "But he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the Lord's afflicted," something which the leaders of the people at that time were sorely lacking. Isaiah is aware that this will be an uphill battle, but it's a battle that must be won. We read, "Justice shall be the band around his waist." When preparing for battle or working in the fields, the people at that time used a belt to tie up their loose flowing garments so that they may be prepared for whatever comes. And in verses 6 through 10, he describes a future time by use of the word shall. It is a time not yet, but soon to be. The second reading comes from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapters 15, verses 4 to 9. We continue reading from the letter to Rome, but we jump ahead to chapter 15 this week, from a section that is given the title, The Duties of Christians. Verse 4 begins with the line, "Whatever was written previously was written for our instruction." Paul is reminding us of the importance of studying all of sacred scriptures, for it is only by reading and reflecting that we come to realize what was promised for centuries in the Old Testament is now being fulfilled through Jesus and his followers. References made in verse 8 to the wholeness of this message. Christ became a minister of the circumcised so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. It is Paul's way of reminding his Jewish brethren of the covenant of old, that God is to be their God and they are to be his people, but also they have been chosen and put into covenant with God, not because they were the only ones to achieve salvation, but they were chosen to let all humankind share in that salvation. The gospel reading for the second Sunday of Advent comes from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in your hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, we read towards the end of the Gospel of Matthew, and now this week, we turn towards the beginning. But since it is not yet the day to celebrate Christ's earthly birth, we begin instead with chapter 3, in the importance of John's cousin, John the Baptist. Chapter 1 gives us the genealogy of Jesus, showing that Jesus does come from David's line. And in chapter 2, we have the nativity story. John the Baptist has an important role to play. He is the last of the Old Testament prophets who spoke God's words. And at the same time, he is the first of the New Testament prophets. Even his appearance recalls the prophet Elijah from the Old Testament. His clothing is made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. The people believed that Elijah was to return before the Messiah came to begin restoring the 12 tribes of Israel. In verse 1, the Baptist preaches, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Now the people were expecting an earthly Messiah who would conquer the Roman Empire and would restore Israel's might and glory as in the days of old. But the Messiah the Baptist preaches is one who is to bring glory to heaven and earth. Verse 6, we read that people from the entire area were being baptized by John in the River Jordan. The River Jordan began at the Sea of Galilee and flowed into the Dead Sea. It is very significant that the baptism of Jesus happens here. For in Joshua, from the Old Testament, chapter 3, verses 14 to 17, we read of the River Jordan parting so that the Ark of the Covenant could be carried by the priest of people through the river to the Holy Land. In verse 11, John tells us, "I am baptizing you with water for repentance." Water, which is the visible sign of our feeling sorry and turning away from sin. But more is needed than just a washing with water. We need a baptism of the Spirit, an inner changing, which is the baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire that John proclaims. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.